We are up to Simon Kuf Yutes, and we are up to Siv Dalet, right? Which tells us the following, page 290, second line. Shliach tzibur sheshochach. We're now going to the halachos of aneinu. We know on the tainus, it is a requirement of saying aneinu. The Shulchan Aruch says shliach tzibur echazen sheshochach who forgot. And ve'lo yomer aneinu, and he did not say aneinu in its appropriate place. Lo yachzor, he should not go back to the appropriate place to say aneinu. Hafilu im adayin lo yigoma rak refu'enu. Even if it's only up to refu'enu, nevertheless, he should not go back. Ve'im chaza. And if he did go back, broch levatole, he needs a broch levatole. So we know that there is a, the chazan, he says it's filo vaneinu. And during chazos ha-shatz, it's a halacha, the onetainus, chazan has to say aneinu. What happens if he forgets? And even if we just realize over here, nefo'enu, what's the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us now, if the chazan forgets, and he fails to say aneinu, the halacha is he doesn't go back. Even if he just said nefo'enu, it doesn't matter, you don't go back. If you do go back, it's a boch levatol, it's a boch in vain. So what should he do? It's a tainus. What should he do? He needs to say aneinu. What should he do? It says, finishes off the final words of this eve. Hello, Yoima, aneinu b'shamei atfilo keyochid. We know that any yochid, when we daven shmene esrei on a tainus, what do? We say aneinu as well. Where do we say aneinu? We say aneinu over here in Shema Kodeinu. So if the chazan fails to say aneinu in the place where he should say it, and then he just said start saying refu'enu, taloch is never mind. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep moving, keep moving, until you reach the Shema Kodeinu, and you're going to say the aneinu within Shema Kodeinu, like a yochid davening Shmona Esrei. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishneh Berurah here goes into has it ever happened, Rabbi? Have you ever witnessed such a thing that the chazan forgets to say aneinu on the tainus? So if it were to happen, you know that you just tell him to keep moving. That's the kind of scenario that you can imagine. The whole shul goes, comes a thing. So you know what to do. You tell him, no, keep going, keep going. And he's going to make up in Shema Kodeinu. The Mishneh Berurah discussed over here, there is additional halacha with regards to a tainus and requirement of saying aneinu. And the Mishneh Berurah says, in Tzivkot Yudches, that if there is no 10 people in shul who are fasting, you should not say aneinu in its right place. The chazan should not say aneinu in its regular place. Important halacha, Rabbi Yisai. If there isn't 10 people who are fasting, the chazan is not to say aneinu over here. Very good question. It's very hard to understand. Someone asked that question. He said, how are you meant to know exactly? People are fasting, people are fasting. Remember, you're talking about mincha, and some people may not have made it, some people may have broken the fast. Some people may not be well, whatever the case may be. So someone says that, he says, what you meant to take a vote? Please raise your hand, Rabbi Yisai, if you have, you're still fasting.
Some people won't put that
hand. Yeah, exactly, that's true as well. So, while such a system may work in a school, but it's not necessarily. So Reb Shlomo Zalman asked that question. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that unless you know for certainty that some people are not fasting, unless you know for certainty you haven't got a minion, you are safe to assume, if it's a normal kind of full minion, you can assume you've got 10 people fasting. He said, don't start counting. Don't start counting. It's inappropriate to start counting. You know, he probably does, he probably doesn't. He said, if you have a general, normal kind of minion and normal kind of not particularly old, not particularly unwell, not particularly, and you've got, you can assume that there is a minion of fasting people. I wonder if it makes a difference what the size of the minion is. What if you've got exactly 12 people, or exactly a minion, and you think that one person may not, you don't know. So that, should you start, what do you do then? Right. Right. So if you've got one gentleman like this, and you've got a minimum of 20, 30 people, then you've got nothing. Yeah. 10, yeah. If you've got mamash 10, though, what are you going to do? You have to then, you don't say aneinu then. It's an interesting one. I'm not sure how much you have to. Maybe you just, probably it's okay. No, it's not clear. But the Shlomo Zalman's general rule of thumb is, assume that it's fine. Assume that it's fine. If you've got normal kind of people, normal kind, you can assume that it's, you can assume that it's fine.
So what, if you don't say it there, we don't say it at all.
You, no, you'll say it. So the Mishnah Berurah's words are, "Im lo yayu asor misan ve'isaknesu vo acha refoenu." And they've come after refoenu yoima. You should say b'shemeat tefila ki yochid. He said you should say it b'shemeat tefila like a yochid. Yeah. That's right. So the indication seems to be, it sounds like, you're right in your diuk, it would sound that you only say aneinu, in this Mishnah Berurah it appears, that you're only going to say aneinu in Shemeat Tefilo if you've got, at that point, a minion of Mis'anim. It sounds a bit like that. It sounds a bit like that, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chof. Yeah. Not sure, Mr. Shenholz. It's a good ha'orah, because I don't know what the halacha is. Rabbi Sai, it's a good ha'orah. I want to just emphasize this. What would be the halacha if you haven't got 10 mispalalim? You haven't got 10 mis'an, you haven't got 10 people who are fasting. So we said now, you don't say aneinu over, the chazan doesn't say aneinu over here. There's not 10 people fasting. You don't say aneinu over here. Mishnah Berurah says, if you've got 10 people joining, then you've got a minion of fasting people joining, then you're going to start saying, you're going to say aneinu over here. If you've got 10 people fasting, by the time you have Shema Kolenu, you're going to say aneinu over here. So Mr. Shenholz is Medayik, that it sounds like that, that what happens if you haven't got a minion of fasting people by the time you reach Shema Kolenu? Mincha. Yeah, so with regards to Shachis, what was the halacha with regards to Shachis? Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe. So he taka doesn't say. Well, so... Yeah, we're talking about Chazos and Shatz over here, yeah. Yes.
What happens when you say aneinu at the beginning and everybody's fasting, then in the middle, one of the 10 people eats something?
Oh, yeah, then I suppose, good China, he has to break his fast in the middle of Shemoneh Esser. So what happens then, I suppose that...
Aneinu again by
Shemoneh. No, you won't, and now you haven't got a minion of fasting, people.
Yes.
You won't say aneinu then, according to Mishnah Berurah here. It's out. He looks like from the Mishnah Berurah, he probably wouldn't. Probably wouldn't. It appears. Good aura. Okay, so that leaves, I have to leave it a little bit open. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. Okay, Simon Kuf Chaf in Shulchan Aruch. Sheroi loima retzei b'chol tefila. It's appropriate to say retzei in every tefila. Okay, so he's referring to the following. Oimer retzei b'chol atfilis. One should say retzei in every Shemoneh Esser. One should say retzei. For the loy, and unlike ka'oisam, like those people, shenoyagin shloy le'omri b'mincha. Unlike those people who don't say retzei b'mincha. What is he talking about? Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkot Aleph, tehainu shem aschirin me'isha Yisrael. There are people who don't say the word retzei, ha'ashem eloikeinu, be'amcho Yisrael v'sfilosam, v'oshem v'savodim v'besecho, and they just start from ve'isha Yisrael v'sfilosam. They skip out they leave out the first two lines. So it says that we don't hold all those people who are missing out the first half. We are those kind of people who are going to say retzei in every tefillah. That's what Shulchan Aruch says, once you say retzei in every tefillah. The ones who don't say b'mincha, no, right, you have to say retzei every tefillah. Right. Now, the Rabbi said, Mishnah Berurah V'Gis says an interesting pshat. What is the translation of the Isha Yisrael? Rabbi said, what's the translation of Isha Yisrael? Pardon, the fires? Offering. The fire offerings of Israel. Did everybody agree to that? Yeah, is that Poshup Shat? Now we say that, Retzei Hashem with philosophy, V'hoshev, you should return as Avodah, to service, Ledvir Beisach, which is talking about the Beis HaMikdash, return the service to the Beis HaMikdash, V'ishe Yisrael, and the fires of Israel. Fire offerings. Is that what he means? The Mishnah says two pshatim over here. The Mishnah says, very interesting. He says, So he says, actually, these two, that he says that, he says, he says the way he reads, Mishnah reads in the name of the Tor as follows. You should return the Avodah to the Beis HaMikdash, full stop. So unlike what the way he puts it over here, this edition, he says, and the fire offerings of Israel, Usfilosom and their tefillas, Be'avos Kabel Brotzoin. So he said that although nowadays we don't bring karbonis, but our davening should be like a korban. But then he adds the following: he brings the korban. Michoel, Sarah Godil, the Michoel, the Malach Michoel, Makriv Nishmosan Shel Tzadikim. He brings as korbonis, as offerings, the Nishmosan, the Nishamas of the Tzadikim al Mizbeach Shel Milo. He brings the Michoel, I can't explain it because I don't understand it. But Mishmur says is that the Malach, the angel Gabriel, he takes the neshamas of the tzaddikim and he's makiv it, he brings it as a korban in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what Isha Yisrael means. The fire, that's what he's referring to. So Isha Yisrael doesn't mean the fire, but it's the plural of Ish. Ish, Ishei. Like Anshe, like the plural of Ish. For Ish Yisrael, the tzaddikim are being the neshamas of tzaddikim are brought as korbanos. The Malach Gavriel brings Malach Michoel brings the korbanos of tzaddikim as an offering. So there's two ways of putting the full stop. Okay. Simon, Simon Kuf Chav Aleph. Kuf Chav Zine Moidim, the Alochis of Moidim. Shoichim be Moidim Tchila Vasoif. The Alochis by Moidim, that we bow down, by Moidim Tchila, the beginning of Vasoif. It's noticeable that the Mishnah Berurah says that it doesn't say how to bow down. And we all know that we bow down differently by Moedim than by the first brachas. What is the difference? That's right, we just do this part, we don't do the bending of the knees part by Moedim. It's noticeable that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really mention it at all. But it's clearly the halacha, but I saw that some of the Sforim write about it. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't actually point this out. But it's clearly the halacha and it's clearly the minhag. And then he says, a fascinating medrash, a fascinating gemara. It says the Mishnah in Sifkoten Beis, Moedim, Isa be gemara. Im loy kora ba Moedim, somebody does not bow down ba Moedim, nase shedroi nochosh, his spine becomes a nochosh, a snake, le'acha sheva shonim, after 7 years. 7 years after a person is nifta, a person's spine turns into a snake if he failed to do moedim properly. I can't understand, I can't explain it, can you? What's the combination? What's the connection between not bowing, nochosh, 7 years, not sure how to understand it. You've got pshat? A snake is bendy, and the fact that you didn't bend down. Right, very good. You hear that, Rabbi Yisai? Interesting pshat. Very good. Yeah, very good pshat. And why is there a punishment of turning into a snake, dafka? Because he didn't. Any? Pardon? Something about not being makir tov the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moedim is thanking Hashem. Nochosh lack takoz tov. Does that say it anywhere? Don't have any. Can you think of something? Lack of akoz tov. Moedim is thanking Hashem. Lacking of gratitude. Turning into a snake. Why not into an elephant? Oh, very nice. Very good. He didn't use the speech appropriately. Very interesting, Rabbi Yisai. We'll get it.
snake always has everything that it wants.
Oh, wow, how beautiful.
Rabbi,
this is a beautiful pshat. We all know that snake's punishment was, Nochosh, he was lacking, he's got everything he needs. He's intrinsic, he's got everything he needs.
And as opposed,
exactly the opposite of the personal fails to say Moedim. Very nice. Very good. Okay, continues the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkotan Dalet in Sivkotan Gimel. Tchilo, Anu B'tchilas Moedim. We start by the word Moedim, V'ksho'im Rashem, and when it's said the name of Hashem, Yizkoif, you straighten yourself. So you say Moedim, you go down, and when it's said the name of Hashem, you straighten yourself up. Sivkotan Dalet V'soif B'birkas HaToiv Shimcha, you bow down again, B'HaToiv Shimcha, Tainu Be'ez Amigos Boruch Ato, again when you say the words of Boruch Ato, V'ksho'im Rashem, when you say the name of Hashem, Yizkoif, you straighten yourself up. Kanal, Kinim Tzalemalo, B'Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Tziv Zayin, Linyan Birkas Ovos. As we found in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel. Safe base in Shulchan Aruch. Ha'oima, Moedim, Moedim. A person who says Moedim twice. Meshaskin Oisoi, we silence him. A Mishnah in Ovos. A person says Moedim twice, we silence him. The reason the is explained that if a person says Moedim, Moedim, then the Gemara explains, what's the reason, what's wrong in saying Moedim twice? That it appears as if we have two Chas v'Shalom with that, you know, there's exactly one God and then another. So it's two, as if you don't believe that Ibn Shalom is in charge of the whole world. Moedim once, Moedim twice is wrong. Very interesting. What happens if somebody says, probably the Pashtus of the meaning is that what does it mean? What did you say twice? We said Moedim, and then he said the Moedim again. What happens if a person says Moedim Nachnuloch, and he goes to the whole full of Moedim, and when you stop, when you reach the word of Ma'olam Kivinuloch, then you go through Moedim again. You're so grateful to Hashem. You're saying Moedim until the whole fill, until Ma'olam Kivinuloch, and then he said again. Is that good or is that bad? Do you also have to silence him? Is that also a problem? Is that also to say the whole paragraph, or is it simply referring to just the word Moedim, Moedim? Don't say Moedim, Moedim. Just saying Boruch Atah Hashem, Boruch Atah Hashem. You can't do that. Moedim, Moedim. What happens if you say the whole paragraph?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Different?
No difference. So it's interesting. Bialocha, here on the side, it's not the Mishnah Berurah, it's the Bialocha, discusses that point. Hoyma Moedim, Moedim is tapin, I have a doubt, I have a suffix. Im Oma, if he said, Rak Tevas Moedim Moedim, if he said the word Moedim Moedim only, Levat, Vasha Oma Kelchos, and the rest he said normally, Him Gambezem Shaskin, he said, Ula Gmorah Meire, the Kofr Gamatevash Achazeh. He leaves it with the Tzorchin. He leaves the Tzorchin, he says, He's not sure. So either way, we mustn't do it, but Mishnah Berurah discusses it. Siv Gimel in Shulchan Aruch, Yochid, Elo Yoyim, Birkas Kohanim, we know there's a lot of saying Birkas Kohanim, especially the Birkas Kohanim. He's actually referring to the Birkas Kohanim. Helikenu v'lekeinu v'yaseinu. Yochid ein lo loima Birkas Kohanim, when he's not supposed to say the Birkas Kohanim davening b'yechidas. V'chein ikka, that's the ikka. V'chein nira lilino again, that's the minig. Aval haminig apostol ein ikein. He said that the minig is not like that. He said that there are people who have a meaning to yes say it. But he said that he starts off saying, we don't say Birkas Kohanim, and that is the appropriate minik, says the Gemara, but he said there is a minik of yes saying it, but it's the wrong thing to do. The Mishnah Berurah here in Sivkot and Vav tells us, Rabbi say in an oval house, do you say Elokeinu v'lekeinu v'yaseinu or not? Very good, that's right. So Mishnah Berurah here in Sivkot and Vav tells us we don't say Birkas Kohanim in oval house. It's important to remember that. I mean, hopefully we should never go to an oval house. We should never have the need to go to an oval house. But if one does have an oval house, one should remember that one doesn't say Elokeinu v'lekeinu v'yaseinu. One doesn't say. What says it over here? Although there are some people who have a minik, it's recorded over here in some poskim, but Mishnah Berurah is clearly one shouldn't say it. Okay, just to recap what we covered, yes? Interesting. Interesting question. Are there any answers? It's a very good question.
What is more inclusive for everything?
Pardon?
It's like inclusive.
Ah, that's right.
So it's one bracha with thanks.
Yeah. And the thanks is more general. And that would be more chashash, that you're talking about too general. Yeah, I hear. Yeah, good point. Okay, so we learned tonight that Shliach Tzibur does not, if once he's missed Aneinu in its appropriate place, he just says in Shema Koleinu, and he doesn't go back for it. We learned also that a person has to say Ratzei, and that's really what everybody does. That's what's published in the Sidurim. We learned that B'moedim should bow down at the beginning and at the end of the Bracha. We learned that a person says Moedim twice, we silence him. Pilocha discusses what exactly he's talking about. We learned that a Yochid should never say Biakas Konim, and that is the Minik. We learned also various pshatim of the Isha Yisraelus Filosam. Is he talking about the fires, Mamash, talking about Karbonas, or maybe it's talking about the Neshamas of Tzadikim. Which the Malach Michoel, his Makif, on the Mizbeach Shel Malo. And having said all that, Habosai, I wish you a very good Shabbos.